right?
Yeah.
What do you remember just about that process? Why'd you decide to go up there?
Yeah, I went there because of him. Turned down Georgia. I went there because of him. He just kind of sold me on, you know, the idea of trying to go do something that most people thought was going to be impossible, and just kind of challenged me to see, you know, see if I could become the player I wanted to be, type thing.
I know you just kind of joked about it, but when you do hang him up in the NFL, would coaching be something that interests you?
Yeah, but I don't want to hang him up anytime soon, but yeah.
Well, in the next 20 years or whatever, when you get around to 42 or whatever.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think so.
Sure. Put a resume.
I don't really. I mean, I've been around football since I was 8, so I don't know if I can get away from it. I don't know if I don't want to get away from it. So, you know, my wife wants to do a lot of saying it as well. So,
just trying to put a bug in Randy's ear for you.
Was he the coach when you guys came to the bowl game here?
Yeah. Yep.
Is the job harder this time around, you think, for him than the first time?
Oh, no. I mean, he was trying to take a program that was a basketball school and a 1AA program and trying to take it to become somewhat of a football school and into a major college football conference. You know, he did it in a short period of time. So he's a really good coach, great recruiter. I, you know, have really high expectations for him to do a really good job there.
Did you talk to him today and just wish him congrats or anything? And what he kind of said, what was that conversation?
Yeah, no, I have spoken to him about it, but I have spoken to him. Yeah, I just said congrats and really excited for him. And I think a lot of us guys who are coached by him and underneath him and part of the program, kind of building it up, are really excited for him because we know what he's about. And we know what kind of coach he is. We know what kind of man he is and how he impacted our lives when we were kids. You know, so I think it's a really good situation for him. I think it's great for the university. There's a reason Jim Calhoun was there and Gino was there for so long. So I just think it's one of those schools that's fits certain people, you know, and I think he's that certain person personally. So.
How long until your oldest is eligible?
We're celebrating 5-year-old birthdays today, right. So
about 13 years.
Well, the recruiting nowadays, I mean, getting 6 or 7 years, if you could throw it.